Now I have another interview with Chad Simon for my final guest for my jam-packed show, a talented singer-songwriter and recording artist. Chad has been performing professionally for over 10 years and has graced stages all over the world. Along with his own music, Chad has worked alongside other South African artists, including Youngster, Lance, and yes, he is here today to talk to us about his career and his experiences as a musician in South Africa. How are you today, Chad?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you
for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You're welcome. So, we are 2 weeks into the new year. Do
yes.
you have any New Year's resolutions?
I never have New Year's resolutions. You know, when a new year starts, I always just look at my entire life and I say, how can I be better at everything I do? How can I be a better friend? How can I be a better singer? How can I be a better songwriter? How can I be a better family member? And that's how I've lived my life for the last few years, yes.
I've heard that you've written songs for some well-known South African artists.
Yes.
What is your songwriting process?
You know, it varies. Like, sometimes I have my guitar and I write a song on the guitar and then, you know, we record a demo and then send it to the artist. But other times I'll have music that the producer will send to me and I will write to it. So there are times where I create the music first and then the melody and then the lyrics. And then there are times where the music gets sent to me and I just come up with a melody and concept. Because the concept is quite important for a song, to know what you want to write about also before you start writing. Because then you have the direction of where you're going to go with it.
Who inspires your music?
It's a massive mix of things. It's not always who. Sometimes it's also what. So sometimes I can go watch a movie and I can feel inspired. Other times I go through something myself and I'm inspired. And often just the opportunities to do what I love inspires me to just want to make the best music for the people who actually listen to my music. Because I don't make the music for me to listen to, I make it for everybody else. So when they love the songs and you guys love the songs, it just inspires me to make better ones.
You have performed all over the world, including Spain and England. How was those experiences?
That was amazing. I think, you know, it was long ago and I was much younger and it was good for me to learn a lot more about myself in different countries because, you know, when you stay in the same place all the time, you don't always get a full perspective on how people view you and your music and how you view yourself. So I loved being overseas. It was my first time flying when I went to Spain or to another country, and it was really cool.
Last year you released the song Play featuring Youngster. What was it like working with him?
It was cool. Do you like Youngster's music?
We actually interviewed Youngster.
Oh, is it? Are you
yes.
a fan?
Yes,
that's
very
great.
Much.
I'm a fan as well. So it was cool. We know each other for a long time. And we always wanted to do something together. And we got the opportunity last year. And I sent him the song and he laid down his verse. And it was great. The song did very well. A lot of people really, really liked it. And it brought a lot of happiness and fun.
It did.
And I love seeing people smile and dance and just enjoy the music. So, yeah.
Today we're celebrating the new year. What do you have in store for 2019?
I have quite a few shows coming up. Which is pretty cool, where people can come watch some festivals and things like that. And then I have a new song coming out early next month. And then I'm busy releasing like a 5-track EP within the first half of this year. And that's kind of the main plan for the next few months. And I also have a business that manages other artists and some new talent. So it's called Stereotype Talent Management. And I have that business with my brother and my sister. And we manage a few acts. And we, you know, we're always excited to hear about new artists and new bands and new acts. So people should just, like, keep that in mind also.
Do you have any words of encouragement for children here in hospital who is looking to achieve their dreams in 2019?
I think the first key is that you need to know that when your dreams are big and when your dreams seem like something you actually can't achieve and it seems scary, that shouldn't always be a bad thing and that should motivate you to get to it. Hard work is one of the most important things because nothing comes easy. And the harder you work, the more you'll get out of it. And always just, you know, try and smile and be kind and have fun with what you're doing, especially when it comes to the things you want to achieve. Because I think a lot of people forget to have fun while they're trying to go for what they want in life.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I just want to say I'm really happy to be here and really thankful to be here. I grew up not far from here. I went to school literally down the road at Garlandale High School. So, and I don't live this side of the world anymore, and it's really nice to be here, and also just really nice to be able to send a positive message to all the kids and say hi to all the kids. And I took some pics outside earlier, and I'm just really happy to be here, and I want to say thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
And you hold the record in my entire career over the last decade for the youngest person to ever interview me. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.